theology in real life.
Our flawed theology in real life is based on a Facebook reel that I came across, and I'm going to play the audio, and then we'll talk about why this is flawed theology.
Oh, Jay, let me ask you something, man. Did God create everything that exists?
Yes, he did.
So he also created evil, right?
Does cold exist?
Of course it does, man. Haven't you ever felt cold?
I have, but cold does not exist. Cold is the absence of heat. We only made up the word cold to describe the absence of heat.
Then what about darkness?
Darkness is the complete absence of light. We can study light and brightness, but we can't study darkness itself. Darkness occurs when light isn't present. God did not create evil. Evil is the absence of God in people's hearts, the lack of love and faith. Love and faith are like warmth and light. They exist. Their absence is what leads to evil. So, does evil exist?
Oh, it's so poignant.
So he's saying evil doesn't exist. I kind of picked up on different things the second time I watched it.
Yeah, at first when you hear it, it sounds kind of plausible.
Yeah, it does on the surface.
To me, the idea of it's a false comparison.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a separate article or argument if evil exists. Yes, there is cold is the absence of heat and dark is the absence of light. Yeah, that's true. But just because someone doesn't have God in your heart doesn't necessarily lead to evil. Mm-hmm. Because for one, God has to exist. So you have to have that first. So if God doesn't exist, then he's clearly not in anyone's hearts, which would mean that everyone is evil. Right?
Right.
So that's the first thing. So you've got to have an existence of God first.
Well, light and dark and heat and cold. Okay, those things are measurable. Those things actually exist. Heat is energy. Light is photons.
Right.
But you can't measure or describe or quantify God or evil or love or fate.
Right.
You just can't do those. Those are like philosophical concepts. So it's a totally different category of thing that he's talking about. If we grant that God exists, and if you take away God, what's left is quote unquote evil, then that means the natural physical state of everything is evil,
right?
Like if you take away God, what's left is evil. That means that there's something that God is like superimposing himself on to cover up the evil.
Right.
Does that make sense? It doesn't seem like if God existed, that would be the way it is.
Well, and that also like, which I think Christians would probably say, yeah, if you take God away, then everything is evil. But then you also have to then admit that if God exists, and then how could there still be evil?
Something separate from God.
Yeah, God is overarching. He's protecting. He's making it so that some people are not evil, or that there isn't evil in the world, because there's places. So then it would also make it that in places where they've never heard of God, that everything that they did in those places would be evil.
Be like raping and murdering all the time.
Right. Yeah. Which is kind of how they portray missions a lot of times. Like, oh, these, like,
yeah,
the Alka Indians that Jim Elliot went to were savages and they were cannibals, and, you know, they called them evil. Is what the Alka culture was? Was it evil? Is a society without God evil? Because based on the research, the most secular countries on the planet are the happiest countries on earth.
Yeah.
Like Iceland and absolutely. All that stuff. So how could that be? So are they going to say that all the happiness that those people experience is actually evil? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Plus, there's so many examples we can think of where God was involved and things were evil. Thinking of the Crusades.
Yeah.
Where they like literally tortured people to get them to convert to God.
Right. And there was like, there's so many things done in the name of God throughout history, not just the Christian God, a bunch of other gods too.
Right.
You know, so, and which God are you talking about? That's the other thing. Which God are you talking about that is now absent, that now leads to evil? You know, so it's definitely it's a very cleverly disguised flawed theology, because
it is.
It sounds really good. Like when people see the video, if they see the video, we'll post a link to it. Like the it's so scripted, you can tell, but like their facial expressions are really funny to me, because the guy's like, so deep. I never thought about this from the passenger seat of my car.
Yeah, I actually thought he was a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really like kind of poignant thing, but it's a false equivalency, because you're comparing apples and oranges, like you said. Like the things that are talking about heat and light are physical things. It's also the idea of absence of heat and absence of light is like,
yeah,
it's almost like you can't prove a negative, like in that sense, like, so cold still exists if there's no heat, you know, and darkness still exists when there's no light, because it's called darkness. We invented a term to quantify what the absence of light is called, you know.
Scientifically, I do think cold doesn't technically exist. It's the absence of heat, but we perceive it as cold.
Yeah.
I mean, we perceive the absence of light as dark.
And that's because we gave it a term. We had to give it a term because we're physical beings. Those things don't conflate to the idea, like you said, that the absence of God automatically equates to evil. I mean, he was careful and said it leads to evil, you know, so they would probably say, oh, well, it doesn't mean everything's evil. It means it can lead to evil. But then you're not making a direct comparison either, like you're doing with light and darkness. So,
and it brings up so many questions that if evil is the natural state and the only reason something isn't evil is because God is influencing it.
Right.
Why can't God just influence a little more and get rid of like child pornography, child rape, slavery,
war, genocide?
Why is God stopping it? Like some things in this area are not evil, but other things are evil because I'm not there.
Yeah.
And plus, didn't God create Satan, and like Satan is the one creating the evil, or is it? He didn't say anything about Satan, so maybe he's not involving Satan. But I think in general, like Christianity blames Satan for most of the evil.
Right. But yeah, this is a really interesting flawed theology, I think. And it's definitely the kind of argument, like it actually spawns a good conversation.
Yeah.
Like, but it's flawed in the idea of like, it doesn't, I don't know. It's not a conversation that's really going to change someone's mind about God, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I wanted to say is that this is a great argument for somebody who is struggling with the problem of suffering and wants to keep continuing in God. This is a great thing for them because this allows them to do it if they don't think about it too hard. And most people are not going to think about it as hard as we're thinking about it right now.
Right. Yeah.
Because it hurts your brain.
Yeah, it really does. Like, I mean, it's a well done, well done.
It's very well done.
Thought, video, thought provoking video. So we'll post the link to this too. But that's our flawed theology in real life today. If you guys come across any flawed theology in real life type things, please send them our way. We would love to discuss them.
Flawed theology in real life.
Thanks for listening to the Flawed Theology Podcast. I'm Phil.
And I'm Susie. Tune in next time where we will continue to tackle the question, if your theology were wrong, wouldn't you want to know?
And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Flawed Theology Podcast. Join our Facebook group called Dangerous Questions. And be sure to like, subscribe, and review us on the various podcast platforms. And we will see you next time.
See you next time.